Well, once a month in this church, as the brethren distribute the elements, we participate in communion. We celebrate what Jesus does in communion. And you do not have to be a member of this congregation, obviously, to participate in the blessed event of communion. The bread represents his body broken for us, the fruit of the vine, of course, his blood shed for us. The most important part of participating in communion is, have you surrendered your life to our Lord Jesus Christ? If you have not yet surrendered to him, this is your day to do so. He loves you so much, and it's not an accident that you're here. He welcomes you in his presence. Let me read from the scriptures as we participate here this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." As we have taken time in prayer and in worship this morning, possibly, probably, hopefully, you've already been met deeply by Jesus. He's come to minister to you and me as we've ministered to him. But if there yet remains anything in your heart that condemns or separates or causes you to feel separated from the Lord, we're going to take just a couple of moments quietly to allow that to be examined. We examine our hearts and we get things right with him. If there's something for which you need to repent and ask his forgiveness, do so. Do it now. And if there's someone with whom you have a difficult relationship or ought that's broken, you know, so many times historically in our past, we've been taught, well, you don't take communion. Well, I believe what the Lord's after instead is for us to get right with him and take communion. But if the person with whom you need to be made right is not here, make a commitment, a covenant in your heart, if you will, that as your first opportunity arises after this service, make it right with him. Leave your gift at the altar. Leave your heart with him at the altar and participate in his presence. So let's quietly take time, take a moment before the Lord, examine ourselves and make sure things are right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we participate in communion, the Lord does so many things. There's healing that we receive. We do this in remembrance of him. There's forgiveness and mercy that's released in our lives as we receive him by his grace. I want you to hear a verse from Psalm 6, verse 7, out of the Passion Version. And I want us to think in terms of if there's something that's hindering our healing, sometimes it goes like this. Listen to this verse. "My eyes of faith won't focus anymore, for sorrow fills my heart. There are so many enemies who come against me." How many know that sometimes we get so focused on the sorrow of our own life or the issues of our own life that we can't focus our faith? And Jesus has called us here today to see him. He's the focus of our faith. Ever had a time where your glasses were really dirty? I've had times where my glasses were so dirty, somebody else walked up and said, "Those are really dirty glasses." And, "Whoa, okay, thanks." But you can't see as clearly as you should. And as we take communion, we're looking at him. We do this in remembrance of him. And so as we participate this morning, let your faith focus be very sharp. And let it not be sorrow that fills your heart, but the love and presence of Jesus himself. Amen. Father, we thank you that we get to do this and come to you this morning in remembrance of you. And we come, as we participate in the bread, we see your body broken for us as you suffered upon the cross of Calvary in our place. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the God who took our sins upon yourself, who died, who was buried, and rose again from the dead. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to do this ourselves, but we participate in faith in your grace. We do this now in remembrance of you, in Jesus' name. Let's participate in the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How great you are. Lord, as we think now of the fruit of the vine, we think of the blood shed for us. By your stripes we are healed. By your blood we are cleansed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done for us. Now we come and participate, and we are in your family, in your body. You've written and signed this new covenant by your blood. We love you and thank you. We do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being so good. We worship you, Lord. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus.